Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor. The kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you or insult you or denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when they all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A tree planted near running water, according to Jeremiah, bears much fruit. So, what's he talking about? Gabe de Guzman is one of the most sought-after dancers in the industry. The reason is easy. The reason is quite simple is because he adds tricks to all his routines. He does backflips, head slides, helicopters, bone breaks. He's a lot of fun to watch. When he was 5 years old, he won his first competition, many more after that. At the age of 18, he bought a condo in L.A. and a Tesla. So people asked him. They asked him about his success. They says, how did you do it? How did you survive all of those years of teasing and bullying in school as a male dancer? How did you survive all of the pressure of all of those competitions? How did you survive all of those failed backflips and helicopters and head slides? How do you do it? He said this, "I surround myself with great mentors, teachers, and great support." In other words, he planted his tree smack dab in the middle of encouragement, of inspiration, and of great learning and a great teaching. And he absorbed from that. There's a great scene in the book of Genesis. So Adam and Eve, they just got married. They're on their honeymoon. And they're in paradise. Does it get any better than that? Now, before they move on to the next chapter of their life, before they move on to the next page, I hope they just spend a moment and enjoy and just absorb all the greatness. Because before they move on, they'll meet the serpent, and then there will be the eating of the forbidden fruit, and there'll be the banishment from the garden, and then there'll be the kids will come along, Cain and Abel, and Cain will kill Abel. But before all of that happens, I hope that you can just soak in just the greatness of being in the garden of paradise with God. And here's the reason why. Because God spent a lot of work and time getting to that moment. It all started in the first two verses of Genesis describing the universe. And it was this large, this huge hurricane over the ocean in total darkness. You couldn't even support any life there. And then God transformed this dangerous death zone into this beautiful garden. And he's going to stay there. But what do we do? Oh, we like to go from one disaster to the next. We like goodness. You know, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl last Sunday. And, you know, it's a lot of work for a team to build up, to be able to even get to the Super Bowl and then to win it. So what happens 5 minutes after they won? Oh, this talk about a repeat. Oh, no, we got a three-peat. No, we need 8 rings to beat Tom Brady's 7 rings. And before you do all of that, before you go that far down the road, can you just enjoy the moment of what just happened and absorb all of that? Before all the go to free agency and you lose the whole team, can you just enjoy the moment? Here's the faith lesson of Jeremiah. Life is full of ups and downs. Ups and downs. A successful life doesn't journey through the ups and downs. A successful life plants their tree at the right place, at the right time, and just absorbs everything into them, all the graces, all the goodness. That's how you bear much fruit.